All right.
You guys are good? Yep.
You want to just chew in our face or what, Michelangelo?
It was my last piece.
Okay. So stop playing with your plate and let us go here.
It was his last piece of what?
He was just
bite.
He was just fucking eating.
Like, what are you eating, Mike?
What do you mean? What does it mean? You didn't see him eating?
No, I just know. I'm wondering what he's eating.
It's not a good one, guys. It's baby arugula and spicy ranch dressing.
Kind of weird timing to eat it in the beginning of the rundown, wouldn't you think?
Well, yeah.
All right. It is brought to you by High Noon, our friends at High Noon. High Noon is the hard seltzer made with real vodka, real juice, sparkling water. It's actually made with vodka and not with malt. Again, that's kind of like the thing with these guys. The White Claws of the world, they're beer. This is just straight vodka, watermelon juice, delicious. Pineapple, black cherry, watermelon, grapefruit. My order, watermelon, black cherry, pineapple. No, I haven't had the black cherry, I don't think. I've had watermelon, pineapple. No, watermelon, pineapple, black cherry. I haven't had grapefruit. I don't like grapefruit. Only 100 calories, gluten-free, no added sugar. Does coffee have calories?
Black coffee is pretty low.
Yeah, I think it's like 5 calories. I think it's like a stick of gum.
Like, I'm doing this. I have an espresso machine that I use sometimes amongst all this other coffee, and I'm convinced I'm getting like Newman with the low-fat ice cream that's not low-fat.
Hey, this yogurt is really something, huh? And it's non-fat. I've been waiting for something like this my whole life, and it's finally here.
Wait, but espresso, are you doing...
Black coffee, yeah. 2 calories.
2 calories.
And
yeah.
You said you had a black espresso?
Nespresso black pods, yeah.
That says
Nespresso?
1 calorie.
Nespresso? I don't know. These are only 100 calories, so you can pound these bad boys.
Wait, you think it's the espresso, not like all the pizza, Cheez-Its, Chinese food, and you're like, it must be my coffee?
No, I ain't doing it. I ain't doing it. I ain't eating this falafel. Daniel, I haven't had almost any Chinese food. I eat the frozen pizza. I take a bite or two, and then I have some fucking Cheez-Its. And occasionally, I will say I had 3 Chipwiches last night.
But it's the espresso.
I'll do it.
So, yeah, but that was on
three like full size Chipwiches.
Yeah,
that's a diesel serving, dude.
That's a man child move.
They sent it in the thing, Blue Honey, with the actual people. It was a 3+ hour fucking unboxing. I was starving by the end of it. This show, the unboxing, should be on Broadway. It fucking goes on forever.
You need to finish the ad. I got to ask about that. I feel like I don't know how long you can do it for. It's so much work. I can see it in your face.
Eat a bag of dicks, okay? Eat a bag of dicks, 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 eat a bag of dicks. I think they want me to eat a bag of dicks. It's
finish the ad, and then we'll talk about it.
Finish the ad.
It's where High Noon, the best-looking can in the business, the best taste in it, sun sips made with real vodka, real fruit, sparkling water, the easy drinking, always socializing, great tasting, sun-toting, blue sky celebrating money. I want these guys to like sponsor me and be like, I want to be the face of High Noon. Real vodka, real juice for real fans like us. It's High Noon somewhere. Yeah, it's a lot. I said on Stock Central, and I'm snapping on Large a little bit today, because I know he's barely working.
I can't pretend to do this show. I can't listen.
You gotta go.
I can't do it.
Okay.
I can't do it.
So Dave is down money, and
this is like I've been transported back to like how Barstool started.
And yes,
you wake up
12 hours straight. Yeah.
Yes.
There's not a spare moment in the day.
How could the stocks be going up?
And even if I wanted to take the boxing off, I can't because they keep showing up.
The calling Serve Pro to clean the boxes is an unbelievable move.
Did you really do that?
They just left. I didn't call. They called me. They're like, hey, you want us to fucking do it? I was like, yeah, it's pretty much a disaster. They just sprayed me down.
Wait, so you have to put an end to it. Like, you can't.
How?
you have to just say, I'm not opening any more boxes.
And then what? Then they just pile up. You just have to stop doing it on camera, I guess, because if you do it on camera, people will keep sending it. But
you're incentivizing. It's going to keep building, and you're going to die.
People, I just throw away like nice gifts.
Well, but maybe that's what you need to do. Like, the problem is it would be perfect to do once a week. It's like a perfect once a week thing. Once a day is not sustainable. I know, like, I wouldn't be able to do that. No man can do that.
I'm looking at it as it'll have to end when Corona ends. So there's like a finish date.
Yeah, but you think you could do this every day?
You've been doing it for what? Six times you've done it?
No, only three.
Three times? So, I mean, if you're going to do this like 40 nights in a row, 40 days and 40 nights.
Inside for? Listen, if we're inside for 40 days, that means my stocks that I all shorted should be coming around the market, coming around the bend. So I'll gladly unbox shit for 40 days to be stuck in here so my stocks go. And that's why I'm rooting against America.
Dave's going to go full heel. He's team coronavirus now. If you are sitting like just hanging on your apartment and boxes are there, you're going to go live. So it's really going to end. It's not even going to end. It's going to end when people stop sending. No,
first of all, if I'm at the office, you can't deliver packages. Like, they already have called me. They're like, are you getting these? It's going to be a fire hazard. And I'm going out and tipping everybody. Right. So it's like it's not sustainable. People throw them away. So
your neighbors must hate you, huh?
I don't think there's many people in my building. Like, I think everyone's gone. And I am having Spider and Kareem come over and help me get rid of it. So I don't – the cleanings, I couldn't do myself. That's all I do all day.
What was the best
you provoke
night?
People. Although you didn't provoke people unless they got – like, I don't know whether they saw you ask for more weaponry, but I'm getting all sorts of weaponry.
I want some of this. Can you say some?
Which one can take a fucking samurai sword to the face to start it? This balloon? Can you guys see this balloon?
Can you see some for me? When you put the one knife in your like holster and you had the other ones in your hands, that was fucking cool.
Let me see your hands. I got a lot of weapons. What?
Your hands must be mangled. Like, my cardboard hands are takes mangled.
I'm wearing gloves. I'm going to wear gloves tonight. I couldn't even sleep. I was in so much pain last
why
night.
Don't you, why don't you use your knives?
Just fucking I do use my knives. But you still have to like get in.
And what happened last night with the lamp?
That looks good. Hold on. That was bad.
That was a catastrophe.
You didn't sleep because of baby.
Yeah. So every time they were. So what happened last night, people are now being dicks. And in the middle of the show, they're sending me food. So
you said no old food, but they're going to give you fresh food.
They're sending like pizzas and Taco Bell. And I don't even want to talk about it because people are going to do it. So I went, the doorbell rang and I can't move. There's so much fucking trash. So I went to put like a box and it just started like a ripple effect of
dominoes.
Everything.
So you
all
need to have Spider there while you unbox.
To deal with the other stuff?
Yeah. You need like a Siegfried needs his Roy or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I just love the idea of you just like a running back has like 30 carries and can't sleep because they're back and knees. You're just
my
laying
shoulder
there like,
gave out. My shoulder gave cuts. Out in the middle.
My baby cuts.
My shoulder. You dislocated your shoulder opening
mouth?
Yeah,
in the middle of it. That's in the middle of it.
But I think that's part of it. Like if you had Spider there to open them and just pass you the goods, it wouldn't. That's not an unboxing. Yeah.
No. Spider's there. Spider's there simply to deal with any outside distractions and also any like holy shit the bot like move the empty boxes away or he could just pass them to you like that.
That's how you get that clip. Like I didn't even know that clip was caught on camera because I thought I was outside the frame when that all happened.
And it was your like your head just drops down. Cool. You're just like what the fuck?
I could hear everything smashing onto my ground. Yeah. So like that's not the place you want
to
be.
But that to me was like. days of the stock market kicking your ass. Your hands hurt. You got eating day-old food, and now your lamp's broken. It was just pure dejection in your look.
Oh, it's that black guy with the humongous long.
Where's the stuff right now, Dave?
Where's what stuff?
Like the stuff, the pile of like giveaway. Is it just sitting there?
It's separated into stuff that I think I want.
Can you show it to us?
The pile?
Yeah, can we see it? I'm a pile guy. This is how my pile started. My pile's all shit that people
sell. So we've been like, I got this freezer that came in for extra.
Nice.
Is that a birdhouse?
Shit, ever. Oh, who are these guys?
Kareem, Spider, Kevin.
Oh, what's up, Kareem?
Kevin's my guy. So that's the stuff that I'm keeping. The teddy bear is fucking huge. And then this is like.
What was that giveaway. Astronaut thing?
Someone just sent it. I don't know.
Is that the giveaway?
What?
That's the giveaway? There's so much shit.
Yeah. There was 130 packages yesterday.
Are people doing this for, like,
someone
advertising?
Said, I mean, someone just doing sent a fucking bicycle.
Oh, can I have that?
That's like a legit bike.
Dude, yeah. Can I have that?
The bike?
Yeah.
Those bikes are like $1,500, aren't they?
Priority. I've never.
Can I have it?
Yeah, sure.
I'll bike. All right, I'll come over.
Fine.
Perfect.
So there's some like real, like, this is super cool that somebody made actually for, where did it go? Where did that wooden bar stool thing go?
This is, you're like, you're going to die.
I have so much fucking alcohol.
You're going to die from unboxing.
$300.
What?
That bike, the bike on the website, I don't know the exact model, but they're like $2,300.
Well, now they get a lot of that. Look at this fucking wooden, like, bar stool sign.
Like, these are going from, like, kind of gag gifts to fucking unbelievable gifts. This is fucking awesome. Holy shit.
I'll give it back to you, Dave, if you don't use it, but I would actually use it.
I said you could have it.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. Now I got
to
get a helmet.
People are doing this, though? Are they trying to get free advertising, or are people
just... Yeah, it's a combo. So what... look at these fucking... these... A set of these, the Moscow Mules. It's a combo. So I will, if I see something that I blatantly know is somebody who should be an advertiser, like a big company, I won't do it. It's for like mom and pop places.
Oh,
that
so
would
you,
never...
you'll open it and then just not say it?
If I see the outside of the packaging is like, oh, this is just somebody... Free fucking ad that should be spending. I like PR firms I don't respond to. They're supposed to be like mom and pop places that right. would never advertise in a million years.
The samurai sword people are doing that because they want you to plug their samurai sword company, or they're just like,
yeah, maybe, or some sword. People are doing it for fun. Some people are just like, I mean, I got like 13 glitter balls. Day one, I got two black dildos, one huge white dildo. And I wanted to keep a track, and Spider came over clean. The only thing that disappeared were all the dildos.
Just makes you wonder.
Pretty weird.
You know what a glitter bomb looks like, though, wonder. Now, right?
Yeah, I didn't even open them. Yeah. I just had, like, five glitter bombs sitting there on the side. Oh, my God, the stock market is so up right now.
And you're the other way?
You're like, you are like the only man in America not making money on the stock market right now.
It's crazy. I'm on the wrong side every time. But it's like, I'm not just on one side. It's like, I'm always on, it's gambling. I'm just always on the wrong side. Always on the wrong side. This Shake Shack is so far, how can Shake Shack be rallying? It makes no sense. All right. Jameis Winston said, it was kudos to him to be replaced by Tom Brady.
Did you also see that he has like a hotline, a coronavirus hotline in Florida?
Jameis?
Did you see that? It was the most
what,
like
he's.
Listen, the world is at a point now where nothing surprises me. Everything that happens, I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But someone tweeted at me. Hold on, I'm trying to find it. It was just a screenshot. It was right before I was doing the yak, so I was going to blog it when I got back. It says NFL QB Jameis Winston develops toll-free hotline for people with questions about COVID-19.
I don't hate it.
What? I mean, providing a public service. Go off, Jameis.
But Jameis?
I mean, I hope
that he's on the other end. I hope he's the one talking about your symptoms.
Listen, the way they talk about COVID is this thing's not even a threat anymore. I mean, they really, that's the way they talk about it now. It's like overblown, a joke, everything, and the stock market's rallying. Brady was on Stern. My guy, my Kevin, my right-hand guy, used to work for Brady. I tried him. I'm a little, like, I would have liked to get this interview.
Who is this guy? Is he a new guy?
He's my chief of staff.
Calling him your right-hand man already? Like, he's your new Gaz?
He is. That's what he was hired to be for. Well, Gaz hasn't been my right-hand man forever.
Well, right, but I'm saying, like, how long has this guy been around?
Right before Corona.
And so is he going to be him to be your right-hand man, but has he earned that yet? Like, do you trust him yet?
I do trust him. He did something that not many people... He did the right... I bitched about him, so...
Him in here. Let us see him.
All right.
I mean, you can't just hire a right-hand...
He's not a content guy, really.
But well, that's not going to work.
Well, no, he's willing to be on. Kevin?
Yeah, everybody's not content.
Will you take off your hat?
It's haircut. You can't get haircut.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you weren't bald. That would have been hilarious.
No. Lots of hair. Too much.
No, he's like a normal. So, you know, like some of the guys like Jeff Donnie.
I don't want to develop into content ever.
He has no interest in being. No, he doesn't. He really.
No, I know.
Doesn't.
That's good. I'm saying that's good. So is he going to be your Frankie?
No, not necessarily. He's going to be more.
Does he have camera skills?
Sort of like. All right, let me put the today the camera. The reason he's in this apartment is yesterday during the live boxing. Like for so Instagram, you can only go 1 hour at a time. Oh my God! What did I just do there? Sell what? Shake Shack 4340. I just loaded up on more Shake Shack. So you can only do 1 hour Instagram live stories, all right? So it shuts off after an hour and I turn black. You can't see, the lighting gets fucked up. And I've complained about it before and it happened again. And Kevin's like, press the camera. It didn't fucking work. And I ran him. I'm gonna fire this fucking guy. He drove from Boston to New York and with a light to like put there. That's like good.
Wow. That's
how
really
old
good.
Is he?
He's older also.
Yeah,
he's
he
like,
looks like a, what, like
how
not
old
a child.
Are you? 28.
Okay. And then he was Tom Brady's right hand guy?
I don't know if right hand, but what am I allowed to describe your role with Brady?
Same thing. We call him chief of staff.
Chief of staff, Brady. Yes.
Oh wow. Ah. So did Brady fire him? Or
no. Why isn't he going to Tampa?
No, he because there's more. I think the vibe I got was, you know, Brady's more conscious, and we let you do a lot more here because we don't give a fuck. So like, you know, Brady's particular in how Brady wants. We're here, more ideas. You can do whatever the fuck you
so
want.
So he left Tom.
Yes.
Wow.
That's a ballsy move, Kev. Holy moly.
Wow.
No, I don't. He says he didn't know the Tampa move. Like, that was part of it. Not only Tampa. Like, when he interviewed, like, does that mean he's leaving? And he said he didn't know anything about that at the time. But obviously, I don't know they would have followed him to Tampa anyways.
I'm glad that I took the job before Tampa.
Kevin.
He said he's glad he took the job before
Tampa.
Wait,
his name's Kevin?
Yeah.
Did you think that's a little weird?
You're right. Because of, like, Clancy? Kevin?
Yeah. Kevin's like your mortal enemy.
I mean, Kevin's a pretty common name.
Okay. Kevin, can you get him over here? I got a question for him. Did you feel it's kind of fucked up that Jeff Darlington knew before you?
Like, if you're a chief of staff, you should know
like
that.
Jeff's a friend. So it was very, when I was talking to Tom about coming to Barstool, the first thing that he was joking was like, if Barstool fucking breaks any of this, like, before anyone else, you know, I'm pulling out the NDA. So.
Okay, that's fair. Now, are you on the TB12 method? Like, are you not eating tomatoes and shit?
No, I don't adhere to it that strict. There's a couple, like, I work out a little more than I think the normal, like, Barstool crowd.
Shot there.
Fuck off, Kevin.
Yeah.
Like, how'd you get the Tom Brady job? How does that happen?
And just, you know, always told him if you ever need anything, I'm willing to come up. So
came up one day.
That's pretty cool. All right, well, welcome aboard. Are we like, are we ever going to interact with Kevin, or should we not even say welcome? Well, does he work for DP LLC or Barstool?
He's in the Dave Portnoy business. He's not in the Barstool.
What did you say?
He's my guy.
You're right, but does he work
well,
for?
Well, he's both.
Yeah, but like he's a Barstool employee.
Correct.
Yeah, I didn't know if he was like a DP employee.
No, though we don't have those.
Well, you got DPTG or whatever.
DTTG. Davy Day Turn Global. That's gonna go out of business fast, like fast.
So maybe keep doing the unboxing, because that's the one thing. Like when I heard your rant a little earlier today, and I agree with you. Like you're on camera 24/7 now, but it sounds like maybe the day trading will stop.
The day trading is a frustrating thing because it's like, you know, who wants to be on camera when you're getting killed?
Yeah.
Make sure you're wearing your Roan apparel while you're doing your day trading, though, Dave.
My what?
Roan apparel. It's designed for men who appreciate quality and comfortable clothing and fit how they live, work, and sweat. With styles ranging from everything from the gym to the office, Roan is the go-to choice for men living an active lifestyle. It makes something perfect for every occasion. It's got top-rated training gear. They engineer clothing that blends into the office, class. They got sweatpant-level comfort. The commuter collection offers everything from pants to dress shirts, polos, and vests. It's made to make Mondays feel like Fridays with carefree maintenance, total comfort, and effortless style. Roan is obsessive about clothing that is lightweight, comfortable, and wrinkle-free. So go get yours today at roan.com/rundown. That's roane.com/rundown. Get 20% off your first purchase.
Do you see the girl? There's another girl who probably will be hired that's been trying to get in the Dave Portnoy business. She's been making videos for me, and she did the spit and chiclets like.
Yeah, and since 93-94, the fewest games played to 100-point mark, Lemieux, Yager, Gretzky, Lemieux, Francis, Kucherov, Fedorov, then Draisaitl. So he's in some pretty heady company right there.
So you guys saw the pizza one the girl did of me. That has spawned across the board.
And I didn't press record. I noticed it when I went to stop the record. I'm like, oh, fuck, I haven't even started.
I believe now just Barstool because I'm seeing them everywhere. This girl did spit and chiclets. Very funny.
Wait, very same girl?
Good. Same girl. Well, no.
No.
Different girl. No. The different girl is the one who started this. The girl who did the spit and chiclets has been making, like, Dave girl production videos now.
She was the one, you probably remember her video where she said, Dave's been looking for his new guy, but, like, he should be looking for a girl. She made, like, a whole edit. That's her. That was fun. That chiclets clip, by the way, is just
very funny.
Is he from Cologne, Germany? Ooh. Isn't that a part of Germany? Please tell me that's what it is.
He's from Cologne, Germany.
Oh.
These stocks, man, this market, it'll kill you. It's a bear, Dan. I just sit there and watch these things. Get, by the way, the glasses do work. Felix Gray is not on here. ShopFelixGray.com/Dave. You can buy these, free shipping, free returns. And yeah, so get those. These are great. This is the only thing that's working. Some lady reached out to me today and said she wants to make me it was like the quarantine bachelor of the year. And she wanted to put, it was a blue check mark with like 15,000 followers. She said, we have a prominent LA matchmaker. You go with like Zoom with 20 girls that they hand select for you and do it like bachelor style. I declined.
Wow.
I think you got too much stuff. I think that's an idea we're trying to develop here.
That's why I mean we tried to develop that a long time ago, that the Hank Schuller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And last one, Mike Leach, Mississippi State, all sorts of issue because of that meme that he put with the lady knitting with the noose. And he has to go to training. A couple people transferred. I don't think we've talked about it yet.
We haven't talked about it. And how about Mike Gundy kind of taking the heat off of Mike Leach from what he said
yesterday? With the quarantine stuff?
Yeah, he was like, we got to get them back here. We got to get money back into the Oklahoma economy. It's like, hey, dude, like none of these kids get paid. And you want to rush them back to play football. But, yeah, Mike Leach, this is one of those cases where, like, I guess it's different, obviously, in Mississippi because there's history there. But I also think that whatever the first interaction, like if someone replies is like, yo, that's fucked up for this reason, then it just becomes a story.
Right. Well, yeah, Twitter always, all that stuff. So next 30 minutes is going to be the 30 minutes. That's when everything happens. Right. This was a cool gift, too. This is like a homemade, like, leather football.
You're going to have so much junk.
I know. He also is like this company. It's so it's like leather goods. They made this basketball. It's actually like a very cool, like old school basketball. I have this right here. This axe.
The Whoa. Problem is that a lot of this shit is cool, so you're not gonna throw it out. But also, what the fuck are you
it's
gonna
do? It's a pile. He's creating the pile, and this is how I have a pile. People send me shit, and I just never throw it out.
Yeah, I mean that's the Milton office was a pile. I mean,
right, exactly. You've been a clutter guy forever.
I'm one of the original clutter guys. They're all. I mean, every time. Look at this. There's no reason for me to have this on my desk, which is just a huge green hammer.
Every time someone complains about the pile, I'm just like, look at Dave's office. Dave, listen, this is just.
I had that Dyson fan forever.
Yeah, that one's awesome.
It just piles up.
I mean, I kept everything that people sent me. So it's like now that we're actually getting, I don't know. You almost can't see it because like you said, in a pile, it's like you don't. I look at this stuff. It's like, I don't want to throw that out. That's cool.
Right,
but then I'm going to be overwhelmed. We got to do something. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll
exactly.
never use anything. We'll throw a post-quarantine party at the office.
You know what you need? You need like, it's like Barstool. You need like a second floor. You need to, like, buy the apartment beneath you and just have it be your stuff.
Yeah.
Tell Spider, hey, listen, tell Spider, if you want, I'll come get that bike, and if he wants to box up the liquor, we can bring it to the office if you want to get rid of some of it.
I haven't gone through it. I don't know what I'm keeping yet, but you can get the bike.
Well, if you want to unload some of the stuff, I'll bring my car, and I can drop him off at the office.
A major part of what has to be dropped is I have so much coffee, unlimited coffee.
What do you have? Death Wish?
I have everything. Death Wish, everything.
All right,
The only reason I'm giving you the bike is I thought about the bike and riding the bike. I don't trust myself riding the bike in the bike lanes.
Yeah,
fucking people who ride in Manhattan are fucking nuts. Maybe not right now.
No, I'll probably die. I'll probably die. But I also like. I actually would try to, because I can't run. I don't run.
Yeah.
That sucks. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll talk to Spider to see what it is. I don't know.
Yeah, and I'll take some of the junk from you so that.
Well, the junk isn't ready to be junked yet.
No, I was gonna put it in the office. I wasn't gonna take it.
You mean transport? No, but I don't like. What you mean, like the shirts and stuff?
Whatever you wanted.
We gotta do that later because I may do also. Like I'm thinking, like of some way to do like a event where give money. I don't know. I haven't figured. I haven't had time to breathe.
Okay, all right. So then I'll do this.
A request.
I'll do this. I'll come get the bike, but then I will offer to be determined time. You can use my car to unload whatever.
Okay.
How can I get just one sword? You're going to get more weapons. I just want
You're
one cool
get
weapon.
So many more weapons.
If I have a duplicate, I don't have a duplicate weapon yet.
Kevin.
Well, like, how many swords do you need? Like, you have a samurai sword.
I think most sword people would say you can never have enough swords.
Kevin, here's the issue, though, I was thinking about it, too. I was like, I really want a sword. And then it's like, oh, yeah, but what happens when a kid gets...
When a kid, yeah, I know.
Because I got rid of the hand claw. Sad.
Yeah. But I'll put it, like, in the closet or something. Like, I'll have it like a gun. You know, I'll keep it safe.
Do you think you'll get a gun?
I'm not a gun guy, but I'm a sword.
No, do you think Dave will?
I think Dave is going to get sent.
Can you send a gun?
No, but
I saw one package that says live fish. Tonight.
I don't think you could, like, send
Dude,
a gun.
Open it right now. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's if you have it right now, but it's just sitting there?
It was in the boxes.
I think
it's
going to
be live fish. Yeah.
By the time you open it, it's going to be dead.
What if it's goldfish?
It's going to be opened. It gets opened in the box. Unboxing.
That's on you for killing it.
Who, me?
No, the person who sent it.
Oh, right. There's a million boxes.
If you're going to send live fish, you got to send it at like 7:58 or whatever time you fucking start.
Everyone should know. So how many boxes do you have today, Dave?
They're still coming. They come all the way till showtime. I had 100 and something yesterday. I don't know. A million?
You're going to die from boxings. Like, the unboxing will kill you.
All right, I got to go watch the stock market.
Goodbye.